It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Squires. You know him as the Medicare Whisperer. If you want to reach out to Mark, here's the phone number. You're going to definitely want to write this down, 816-399-4871, or visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
It's always a fun time when I get to visit with you here in the studio.
Absolutely. And we're both sporting our colors. We've got our company logos on our on our golf shirts. We're looking pretty good today.
We didn't come in naked today. This is good. our producer's very happy about that.
Yeah.
Hey,
boom, boom.
Hey, Steve.
What?
Knock, knock.
What? Who's there?
HIPAA
who?
I can't tell you.
Now listen here.
This will be the last appearance on Senior Care Live for Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer, folks.
Well, let's jump into the wide world of and the wacky world of Medicare. And I understand there's even more turmoil in the Medicare Advantage world. And it's hard to believe, but the hits just keep coming.
They just keep on coming. Yep, more turmoil. Humana, and not to cast dispersion on our friends over at Humana, but this is factual public information. They are terminating their contract with Prime Healthcare in the Kansas City market. So if you live in Kansas City, and I know we're all over the country,
sure,
but if you live in Kansas City and you are a patient getting care at St. Joseph's Hospital or St. Mary's or one of their attached providers, very soon you're going to get a letter that says, we can't treat you anymore because Humana doesn't work with us anymore. So that means in the past 3 months, we've had HCA get into an argument with Aetna, and then they kissed and made up, and then North Kansas City kicked Aetna out, and now Humana's kicking Prime Healthcare out. It just keeps getting worse and worse. And I don't know where the end of this is going to be, but it seems like every day I open my email and I get another email saying, hey, we're not going to work with this insurance company, or we're not going to work with this hospital network anymore. So it's getting crazy.
Is Providence Health in Kansas City, Kansas, is that part of Prime?
I believe they are.
I think so. Look, that's going to affect a lot of people depending on where you live. And here's the bottom line of this. Mark keeps us well informed of all of these changes. This reminds me of my DirecTV, and don't get me started on that, but they're in a fight with Disney and ABC, and you don't have ESPN, and there goes a lot of sports, and I'm not too happy about that, but this stuff happens all the time. Sometimes they kiss and make up, sometimes they don't.
No.
But we're talking about your health care, not your sports programming. It's a lot more important, and it's almost impossible to keep up with.
Oh, it is very, very difficult, but that's what we do. We eat, breathe, sleep, and dream about Medicare all the time.
All right. So one of the largest Part D insurers.
Oh, boy.
Some changes there.
Oh, boy. You know, Steve, if you have any Medicare agents in the country that listen to Senior Care Live, their blood pressure is about to shoot up.
Okay.
There is a major Part D insurer. I do not want to name their name.
Okay.
Okay. But it may rhyme with something like Smell Care.
Okay.
They have announced that they are terminating all of the agent contracts for their Part D prescription drug plans. And they're not going to pay agents anymore, including with our existing book of business. Now, I have friends that make a pretty hefty commission every month off of servicing their renewal accounts, and they're just, it's gone. It's gone away. There's a lot of turmoil and changes, more changes, as a matter of fact, than I've ever seen in Medicare in 23 years of doing what I do, especially in the Part D market. And so they've announced that they're not going to pay. Now, what that really means, I mean, to the end user, to the Medicare client, it doesn't really mean a lot. It's transparent. Yep. But what it means is if an agent isn't going to be paid, they're not going to be able to do the work. Because I don't think anybody expects to work without being paid.
Yep, yep.
And in as much as that is, it's actually illegal for us, it's against the rules for us to get involved in client services for a company we don't represent. Well, if a contract's terminated, we can't represent them.
Okay.
So now if a person is on that particular company's drug plan, or they sign up for that particular company's drug plan, and they have a problem in February or March, they're going to be calling 1-800 customer service.
Oh, boy.
And this particular company is well known for having some lousy, lousy offshore customer service phone lines.
Oh.
So if you're working with a broker, and I strongly suggest you work with a broker, not a toll-free number that you heard on a TV commercial with JJ. Okay?
Yep.
They're probably going to give you an A or B option if working with a company that doesn't pay may be better in terms of dollars and cents, but it may not be better in terms of how you can get service if you need help. And with all the changes in Medicare Part D in 2025, there's going to be a lot of service work that's going to need to be done.
Okay. So I was going to say the vast majority, but I would say almost every single recipient having a Part D plan, you could be under 65 and get that with some of the technicalities and disabilities, et cetera.
Sure.
But the bottom line is the vast majority of folks are 65 and older. So like if you're like my mom, she's going to be 82 next month.
Oh, and she's thrilled. You just told the listeners that.
Yeah. Oh, no. She looks like she's about 62.
She does.
So, I mean, she's holding up pretty good.
Yeah. She actually looks younger than you, Steve.
I'll tell you what. She does.
She does.
She looks great and she's doing so well. But when you start getting into stuff like this, her head just spins and she's like, she throws up her hand. She's like, I'm just not going to do anything. I mean, she gets so frustrated. Uh-huh. So I imagine she is very similar to a lot of other Medicare recipients trying to deal with this stuff. And so if you don't have, just to drive the point home, if you don't have a quality Medicare broker standing up for you, figuring this stuff out for you, representing you and helping you understand, you're going to be in big, big time trouble here.
You are. It could be some really, really nasty surprises come January. Look, I know it's a hassle. I know nobody likes to talk about this. People would rather have a colonoscopy than talk about Medicare. There's actually studies that show that. Maybe a root canal. You know, you don't want to talk about this. It's just a hassle. But I strongly recommend, Medicare tells us every year, they give an estimate of what percentage of people are going to review their coverage. And usually it's around 40%. Medicare is telling us this year it's going to be 7 out of 10 or 70% of the people are going to be reviewing their coverage. And I think 100% of the people should. If you're taking prescription drugs, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, or if you're on a Medicare supplement, because we're seeing the rates go up pretty considerably on Medicare supplement, it's time to do a review, especially of your drug plan coverage. There are dramatic, dramatic changes because of the Inflation Reduction Act, and this is being changed. It seems very simple until you get into the depths of it and just how complex it is, because if you're going to have a $2,000 maximum out of pocket, is that really maximum out of your pocket or are there multiple pockets involved? And because of that, prescription drug coverage plans are going up in price in terms of premium and tier levels are changing all over the place.
Well, and just like you do with my mom, you look at the formulary for each particular plan. You have her medications plugged into your software and you're like, you know what? This plan is not covering everything this year or it does. But you go through that very thoroughly and you're such a pro and you're so helpful. But so what you're saying is that you have some options, but you have to schedule the appointment to have the review to learn about these options.
Yes, absolutely. And now's the time to schedule that. Pick up the phone, give us a call. If you're working with another broker, we're not trying to steal anybody's business, but if you can't get a hold of your broker's out mowing lawns this time of year, give us a call. We're in business every day of the year to help our clients, help our people who in our community who are on Medicare. And let's set up a review time to go over your drugs, over your doctors, and make sure you have the coverage that is most appropriate. I never say best, because to say something is best means I know the future and I don't.
Yeah.
But I can say something's most appropriate for you at this stage of your life.
All right. Yep. That sounds good. So, and you were mentioning, you know, off mic that in your 23 years of helping people with Medicare, you just haven't seen as much potential upheaval and changes as you are right now. I mean, that's how wild this is right now.
It is really, really wild.
We're not overhyping this and we're not trying to scare people into action. We're just telling you how it is.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It's really not a hype thing. Medicare, the Biden administration announced 2 years ago they were going to start cutting the reimbursement rates to the Medicare Advantage companies over a 3-year period. The most dramatic year is the second year. That happens to be this year. So the Medicare Advantage companies are not getting as much money from the government. We now have the cost sharing or the out-of-pocket maximum on drug coverage. There's so many changes from the top down that it's going to affect the street-level person who is on Medicare. It's really the best time to do a review, and that time is coming up.
And that time is right now. Reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871, or lifewithmedicare.com. And Mark, you had mentioned that your appointment book, it's already filling up, and we're not even into October. We're in the middle of September.
No, I have several colleagues in the industry around the country telling me their calendars are already full. I've got a couple of friends here in Kansas City that are referring people to us now. We have space on our calendar. We're booking into November, right around Thanksgiving, but we do have some space on our calendar. Now's the time to pick up the phone and call. I mean, we want to help everybody, but once that calendar's full, well, we're not superhuman.
Yep.
Nobody wants to see me in tights and a cape, Steve.
Nope, that's right. That's right. Reach out to Mark right away. Let's not forget about that Senior Care Live question of the week. The only time you can change your Medicare supplement is during the annual election period. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The only time you can change your Medicare supplement is during the annual election period. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Mark, why is that statement false?
Well, because the annual election period has nothing at all to do with Medicare supplement policies.
Okay.
Medicare supplement policies are insurance policies that are regulated by the individual states' departments of insurance. Therefore, they're based on a policy year. So you could have a MedSup policy issued in January. So your review time on that would probably be in January. Has nothing to do with the annual election period.
Okay.
So you don't. If you're on a Medicare supplement, what you need to review during the annual election period is your drug coverage.
Ah, okay.
You really should, really this year, review your drug coverage.
Yeah, that's the big hot button this year.
Oh, it is. Really is. I'm nervous about it.
And look at your Medicare Advantage plan and take a look at that because of all those changes, and you may want to change to something else.
Well, you know, I can't legally speak about specific benefits until October 1st, but one of the things I've noticed is up till now, most of the Medicare Advantage plans have had a $0 deductible on their prescription drug coverage.
Yep.
I can neither confirm nor deny that I may have seen a few that now have deductibles on their drug coverage. So, again, you may have been on a Medicare Advantage plan the last 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years and used to the way everything works and thinks everything's rocking and rolling, doing just fine. And then all of a sudden you show up at the pharmacy in January to pick up your Eliquis and they're going to be, that's going to be $245, please, or whatever that is.
It's going to happen. People are just going to be falling, and then they're going to be really mad at the pharmacist, but it's not the pharmacist. You don't shoot the messenger, so to speak.
No, actually, if you really want to get angry, you need to pick up the phone and you need to call your elected people in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Best person to talk to if you're going to call your senator or congressional representative is ask for their chief of staff.
Okay.
Be kind, be polite. I do this all the time.
Yeah, okay.
So these are people that I go to visit. Be kind, be polite, and just say, hey, look, I just got nailed on my prescription drugs. I had to pay full retail price because of something about the Inflation Reduction Act. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you fix this?
Yeah.
And if they hear enough from Main Street, they'll get involved and
they'll do something about it.
Yeah. And the Inflation Reduction Act was legislation. It was not bureaucracy giving us rules.
Yeah. And the bottom line is, if the government is paying the companies less money, then guess what? They're going to start reducing the benefits and may take out some of the perks of these plans. And ultimately, the cost will go up in the form of premiums or copays or deductibles or whatever the situation is.
Now the choices are raise premiums, which from zero, anything above zero is a raised premium.
Yep.
Raise copays and coinsurance or cut benefits.
Yep.
Or as one company did, they cut the agents out.
Or, yeah. And Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
Well, it was $300 million to the bottom line for that particular company.
Oh, my. Profit over people.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Money over members?
Margins over members.
Margins over members.
And, you know, let's just do this to our most vulnerable population.
Oh. Yeah. Anytime it's a profit over people situation, it's not good. It's not good for the consumer. So, and every time I hear that, I think of my mom and how it could impact her. So that makes me kind of mad. So, hey, Mark.
Yes.
Enoch, who's there?
Oh, we're going to keep with the theme of the knock-knock jokes, huh?
Yeah.
I see. Now he's doing it in pig Latin. Yeah. Is that politically correct?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Enoch, Steve, that really wasn't a knock-knock joke, folks. Enoch is one of the wonderful, of the hundreds of acronyms we have in the wonderful world of Medicare. Enoch stands for the Annual Notification of Change. And if you are receiving benefits from a Medicare Advantage plan or a Part D prescription drug plan, you are going to receive an ANOC packet in the last week of September. Now, Steve, this may shock you, but people in the Medicare population have a tendency to not really pay a lot of attention to their mail.
Yeah.
Like, I'm retired. I don't care about the mail.
Yep.
The poor letter carrier brings all that mail, and you just look at it and go, I don't care, and I throw it away.
That's another Medicare something, and
And you get enough of that. You're going to look, it's going to be a big packet, pretty sizable. And what's going to be in this information is going to be a booklet and maybe some loose sheets of paper. And it's going to talk to you about your new plan premium, any cost for services that have been added, any formulary changes. Maybe your levothyroxine has gone from a tier 2 to a tier 3. I've seen that a little bit. Hmm. It's only a drug that's been around since the 1960s.
That's crazy to move it to 3. It's crazy to have that at 2. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you have to be a savvy healthcare shopper these days. It'll tell you about any benefits or ancillary benefits and services. Maybe your plan, your Medicare Advantage plan, had $1,500 worth of dental benefit, and maybe it's going to reduce to $750. It'll talk about plan service areas, and most importantly, or at least as important, is provider networks, because we're seeing some of, especially on the HMOs, the provider networks are shrinking a little bit.
Well, and like you said, just previously, a few minutes ago, you know, some of these plans are not dealing with, you know, certain hospitals, mm-hmm. and that's some shrinkage right there.
Yeah. It is, and I think, and I talk to seniors all the time. I'm a couple of years away from being on Medicare. I want as much latitude to choose my health care as possible. If I have some odd disease and I want to go to the Mayo Clinic, I don't want to be told no, you can't go because we're not in your plan's network.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do that. So it's something to look into. Those ANOC packets, they get mailed. The rules are they have to be mailed during the last week of September. They really want them to hit your mailbox the last week of September.
Okay.
So you have time to read it before October 1st. And all the Medicare Advantage and Part D insurers will mail these packets. Most of the ones I see, Steve, come in a clear bag that's sealed, and it just says your Medicare benefits information is enclosed. And some of them come in, envelopes that you can't see through, but be on the lookout for that. And
a clear bag, that's kind of weird.
I think it's cheap.
Okay, I got you. I'm like, oh, clear. Yeah, that's weird. Anyway, yeah.
Well, it's not like they put, personal information in there.
Yeah.
So, but they are plan specific. So you may get one if you're on company A and your neighbor Mildred is on company Z. Mildred's going to get a totally different one than you are. It's plan specific.
Mm-hmm.
But it's look at those. Do not. And you could see on our little notes here, folks, if we had like cameras here, you could see I put it in all caps. Do not ignore the ANOC packet. This year, it's going to be one of those important things you get in the mail. It's more important than the Christmas card.
As you were going through that information, I was sitting here thinking, isn't that interesting that some of them are in the see-through package? But actually, if it's a see-through package and it's talking about your Medicare, maybe you would open that because you could see it.
Right.
So that's not a bad idea. I guess I retract my statement of that's weird. Maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, again, I encourage you to check your mail and look for this. If it's big and it's heavy, it's something you want to pay attention to. It's not going to be a pamphlet. It's not going to be in a regular number 10 envelope. It's going to be pretty sizable. Okay, so look at that. And then read through the booklet and all those loose pages to see how your plan is changing. They're really well laid out. For something the government regulates, I have to give them some kudos there. They're very, very well laid out and convenient. It goes benefit by benefit.
All right. He is Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer. Reach out to Mark at 816-399-4871 or visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. And I'll tell you what, Mark's calendar is already filling up. They're already into November, and that's about, I mean, that's we're in the middle of September, folks. So reach out to Mark right away. Schedule your Medicare review. Do not skip out. Do not miss the ANOC package. And we're going to have some other really important information coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And back to my friend Mark Squires, the Medicare Whisperer. Mark, we're talking about all these ANOC reviews, and I understand that you're having some plan-specific meetings at your local office?
We are. For our Kansas City listeners, Steve, we are hosting several ANOC meetings in our office. That's during the first 2 weeks of October. They are plan-specific. So if you happen to be on a United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plan, you're more than welcome to call and get on that. We're limited to about 20, 22 people per session, so we're having several throughout several days. You can just give us a call at 816-399-4871 or fill out that little form at lifewithmedicare.com, and we will get a hold of you and get you registered for one of those. We're also going to do fun stuff like door prizes and drawings, and
yeah,
there will be a couple of tubs of cheese balls there for door prizes.
Okay.
Steve wants to come to that now.
I love that.
So. But do not wear that white shirt.
No, I'll get it stained. So, yeah. So the annual election period is upon us. And if our listeners don't get anything else out of this program, I really want to drive home the point of when is the annual election period? Because this is the opportunity to review and potentially change your Part D and understand all of that.
It is not the same as open enrollment, but because all of us came out of corporate America before we retired, we're used to open enrollment. That's not what this is. Annual election period is divided into two segments. One is the pre-AEP, your pre-annual election period. That starts October 1st and lasts through October 14th. And that's a time when agents and brokers can discuss plan-specific benefits, but they cannot process an enrollment application. If they do, they can lose their license. Okay, and that's also when the new plan information will be live at Medicare.gov. I'll put my own caveat in there. Maybe. They might meet that time deadline, yep. But there have been times in the past, maybe every year, that they don't quite make it that way.
The government doesn't meet their own self-imposed deadline?
I know. It's shocking, isn't it?
I know. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Be sure and vote.
I'm stunned.
Yeah. You're stunned. Yeah. Case of trout mouth over here. He's just hanging his mouth wide open.
Yeah.
But that's the time that you can have conversations. That's why we're doing their ANOC meetings during that time. We can talk about it, but we're not going to ask anybody to enroll in anything. Now, October 15th is witching season.
That's it.
That's open season on seniors. Well, some people in my business treat it that way.
Yeah.
We don't.
Right.
October 15th through December 7th. And yes, they use December 7th for the specific reason that people remember that day.
Yep.
Agents and brokers can conduct education and reviews and process enrollment applications. The cool thing is, Steve, if let's say October 15th, you signed up for something and you started thinking about it and said, maybe that wasn't the right choice for me. You know, you can do as many applications during the annual election period as you want to. And the rule is the last one in at the close of business, December 7th, is the one that wins.
That's it. Yeah.
I don't encourage you to change a bunch, but sometimes people call us and go, I'm just not comfortable with my decision. Can we look at that again?
Yeah.
So you have options there. Now, one of the important things to do, folks, is last year it was 95,000 television commercials a day, every day throughout the country.
I think I saw most of them, actually. Yeah. I'm just so sick. You talk about open season on seniors. That's it. I think some of these commercials, to me, feel disingenuous. And frankly, some of them, I think, are borderline predatory. Just in my opinion.
I agree. That's why we get new rules every year that tend to, they're not doing a good job of targeting those people. They target people who do what I do. But that's okay. We will still keep up because we love our clients and we love people on Medicare. But ignore the TV commercials. Look, if you need to call and say, hey, what about that grocery card? We'll be glad to talk to you about it and explain to you that if you're on Medicaid, that's a really cool deal, but you're probably not on Medicaid. Ignore those. You're going to get all kinds of postcards. Put those in a bin. Save them to put down on your lawn or your flower beds to keep weeds at bay. That's what I do with mine.
Yep. Put them in your bird cage.
Yeah. That's a really good place to put them.
Yeah.
I like that one. Ignore all that stuff, because really you want to work with somebody local. Work with a full-service broker. Now, there are people out there, I have friends that work for specific insurance companies. They're nice people, but they have one thing to offer.
And
one
that's
thing.
It. Yeah, it's one size fits all. It's the best thing that ever happened, and I don't, nothing against them, but I don't like that, because it's not a one-size-fit-all. It's not the best thing for every single person you talk to. It's just not.
Right. You and I had a conversation the other day about one of my clients looking for your services, and what we talked about was, I said, they're interested in this particular place. And you said, well, I know this about this place, but I know this, this, and this about these places. And immediately the conversation broadened. It's the same thing in Medicare. Yep. If there's 33 plans available in your zip code, let's look at the ones that are most appropriate and make a decision. Let's just decide because we like green better than blue. We're going to go with the green plan.
Yeah, yeah.
So again, full service broker, ask that question. How many companies do we're required by law to tell you that at the beginning of the conversation? But ask, how many companies do you represent? How many plans do you have available? Ask. Here's a critical question, Steve. If you're encountering a new broker, ask them what they do when it's not the annual election period.
Mm.
There are a lot of people in this business that work for 7 weeks out of the year, and then they go mow lawns, or they screw light bulbs in, or do handyman work, or whatever that is. What happens if it's March or April and you desperately need to talk to somebody, and they're telling you, oh, call the number on the back of your card? Well, we speak Medicare so you don't have to. That's why we exist. So ask that question. What do you do when you're not doing Medicare? And if they say, well, I do other things like mow lawns, yeah, you might want to think twice.
Yep. Yep. And again, nothing against that person, but no. I want to go where I'm going to have someone representing me shopping all of the different plans to figure out which one, because there is never a one size fits all. And so that's what I want for myself. And I appreciate customer service. How about that? I don't want to call some offshores. I don't want to talk to someone who, and this sounds really bad, but can't understand what I'm trying to explain to them. And it just drives me crazy. And they have no vested interest in you. They don't know you. They don't know your situation. Work with a Medicare broker like Mark Squires. You will not be sorry. You will actually, you will thank me later on that. So, Mark, what if you turn 65 after January the 1st of 2025?
Yes. The universal consciousness of Medicare is what we call it. These people hear Medicare, 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 woo, like the lemonade guy at the ballpark.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go on Medicare next year. I probably better call and get something going with that. Well, if you're turning 65 in January of the year, any year, you probably want to talk to somebody during the annual election period. But after that, you got lots of time, and you don't need to worry about doing it during the annual election period. It has nothing to do with it. It all has to do with when you turn 65.
And so what happens? So let's say you turn 65 on April the 1st. Okay. Or it doesn't matter. Whatever the date is, isn't there a kind of a window before and after that you can look into this?
3 months prior, the month of, and 3 months after.
Okay.
So if you're going to turn 65 in April, January would be a great time to reach out to us. Call us in November if you want, and we'll still schedule you for January.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's a great time to reach out to us. We can explain to you how to sign up for Medicare. First of all, we can explain whether you need to or not, because there's a lot of misinformation and rumors in the world of Medicare. If you're working for an employer that has more than 20 employees and you're not going to quit working at age 65, you probably don't want to sign up for Medicare. If you're participating in a health savings account, you probably don't want to sign up for Medicare. And people will say, oh, I heard if you don't enroll when you're supposed to, you're going to pay a big penalty. It depends. We know those rules, and I'm the old guy. I know the exceptions.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's good to have an old guy on your team. So really, if you're turning 65 in 2025, you don't need to worry about this annual election period thing. You can actually enjoy the holidays and just ignore Medicare.
Yep.
You know, my wife is going to be turning 65 in 2025, and I'm just enjoying all the telephone calls and all the postcards and all the mailers. And the other day she did hand the phone to me, and there was a telemarketer talking about Medicare.
Yeah.
That was a long call, especially for that guy, because I had him way deep in the weeds of Medicare.
Oh, my gosh.
And he finally hung up on me, by the way.
Yeah, he did not appreciate that call.
But the cool thing is, Steve, you can call us with questions. And if you do a review or you do education with us and you have a question 2 days later, call us. We're not going to say, well, we're not going to answer the question. We already answered that. I'm working on a whole new video about Medicare. I'm changing the way we do it, and I'm going to release it next year. It's going to look like a documentary. It's going to be kind of – I hope it's going to be interesting to watch.
Okay.
My agents are salary-based, Steve. They're not pushing to make a sale so they can make their mortgage payment. they're, you know, we do get paid commission, but the agency gets paid commission, and I treat my people very, very well because I like it when they show up for work.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, we don't charge to answer questions. I mean, you've referred a number of people to us just with simple questions.
Yep.
They don't necessarily become clients, but we treated the people in our community the right way. And that's one of our core values, is to better our community. As a scout leader, I taught my scouts, always leave nature in better shape than you found it. The same rule should apply even more to people. Always leave people in better shape than you found them.
And especially our seniors.
Yes, absolutely.
They deserve that. They expect that. And frankly, and we're talking about some of this predatory commercials and sales approaches. They don't deserve that. I hate seeing that stuff. And that's one of the reasons why I refer everyone to you. Mark Swires, the Medicare Whisperer. I just referred one of my clients to the other day, and she's very happy, and she's going to come in and switch her mom. She's moving from out of state and get on the best plan so that her mom can maximize her rehabilitation that she desperately needs here locally once she gets here to Kansas City. So so thanks for doing that. Thanks for taking good care of her. And if you have questions for Mark Swires, the Medicare Whisperer, here's the phone number anywhere in the country. Call this phone number. 816-399-4871. You can also go online at lifewithmedicare.com. And coming up, we will have an important consumer alert.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. And again, today we're visiting with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Swires. You know him as the Medicare Whisperer anywhere in the country. Mark serves clients in almost every state. Is that right? Almost every state?
Almost every state.
Yeah, just about every state. And so here's the phone number, 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871. You could also visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. On Facebook, if you want to just look up the Medicare Whisperer, you can find him there and follow the page, like the page, and get a lot of good information there. And again, some of the stuff that we covered today, this isn't a scare tactic. Right. We'll leave that up to the commercials and some of this predatory. I almost swore garbage that I see on the television in tens of thousands of commercials per day. That is just insane. Okay, we are trying to educate you, and now is the time to schedule your annual election period review of your plan, particularly Part D, and it's going to be more important this year than ever before. So with that, let's get into this.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So, Mark, obviously we have a consumer alert.
We need to be very alert. It seems like there's never an end to the supply of scams that we could talk about. But this is the one I've heard about in the last month. Scammers?
You have one just about every month. I mean, these things, they never stop.
Mm-hmm. They never stop.
Oh, okay.
Never. So there are evil people in the world. So the scammers now have taken to calling people on Medicare, and they're telling them they are from Medicare and that this person needs to pay their provider's bill or they will have their Medicare shut off permanently.
Oh, my gosh.
Then they demand payment by either bank draft or gift card. They want them to go to, like, the drugstore and pick up an Amazon gift card. And no, come on, people.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, first of all, let's start with this. Nobody can shut off your Medicare.
Yeah.
Now, you can be disenrolled if you don't pay your Part B premium.
Yep.
But you always have an opportunity to reapply for the Part B within Medicare guidelines. But nobody can shut off your Medicare permanently. The best thing you can do is set up your account at Medicare.gov. Now, hear me, people. It's Medicare.gov, not Medicare.com. Medicare.com is a lead-generating site.
I was going to say, that sounds very marketing-ish.
It is very marketing-ish. But Medicare.gov, because they are a government entity, Set up your account there. And there's actually a section in there, we used to call it the blue button, where you can see the claims that are coming in on your behalf, and they're almost live. They're usually within 72 hours of being live.
Okay.
So if you got somebody calling
that's,
you going...
That's pretty good for the government.
It really, really is.
I'm impressed with that, actually.
It really doesn't mean they pay that quickly, but they do process
right,
that quickly.
Right, okay.
But, you know, if somebody's calling you saying, well, you know, Dr. Smith says that you didn't pay your bill and they want us to collect it for them, but they don't do that.
Yeah.
That's not their job. And really, they would screw it up if they did.
Yep.
So set up your account at Medicare.gov. Know what's being billed. And you can watch the claims on that portal, and you can search for different claims. Most importantly, if somebody calls you up and says they're from the government, they're trying to collect, first of all, ask them for a callback number where mm-hmm. you can call them, record whatever number they gave you, call us or call Medicare, and tattle on them.
Yeah.
You know, we were taught as kids, don't be a tattletale. Well, now you need to be a tattletale.
Tattle it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, don't fall victim to it, because, look, Medicare is not going to call you to collect a bill for a medical provider. They're just not going to do it.
Yep. Yep, that's just unbelievable. So, and it's not too early to call right now. It's middle of September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so election period is in about a month, but it's not too soon to call to schedule that appointment.
No, call now. I hate to sound like that carpet guy He's a siding guy on TV.
Call now.
You know, we're not trying to be cheesy with it. We might as well have some fun with it, Steve's right. We're not trying to scare anybody. But look, if you were standing in the street and there was a bus coming, I would yell as loud as I could for you to get out of the way, and I'd probably come try to tackle you and get you out of the way of the bus.
Yep.
There's a bus coming, folks, and it's Medicare, and it's annual election period, and I really, really, really want to help you. I have a team of people that are waiting to help you. We are not a one-man shop. We're not a one-horse operation. We don't work out of the trunk of our car. We really are a legitimate business, and we would love to help you, but when we're out of time, we're out of time, and we can't make more time, and it takes a while to get somebody credentialed to be in the Medicare business. We can't really hire people at the last minute.
Yep. It's not like the tax season when you can sign up and take a class and have your software, and all of a sudden you're a tax expert. It doesn't work that way in Medicare.
No. It doesn't work that way in taxes either, but that's...
Right. Yeah.
That's for Peter to talk about.
So, a
mutual friend of ours, folks.
Yeah.
But, you know... Again, give us a call, 816-399-4871. Any one of the team there can get you on the calendar. You know, you may not be meeting with me. That's okay. There are much better looking people in my office.
and I'm sure that all of the folks in your office, I mean, you give them a lot of time off, and they're there during normal business hours, but I think you expand your business hours quite a bit during the annual election period.
Oh, we do. We have to be available when the people are there. So we do expand the hours. You can give the office a call, 816-399-4871, during normal business hours, and they can get you set up for your appointment. They can walk you through the whole process. There's a couple of documents that the federal government says we have to have on file before we can talk to you. And we'll make it as easy as possible. As a friend of mine says, easy as falling off a log backwards and not half as painful.
there we go. So
he's from Oklahoma.
There we go. Well, so don't fall for these scams. Mark has a new scam pretty much every single time he's on.
Not my scams, Steve. They're ones I research online.
Right. Yeah. So like the latest scam of the week is, you need to pay your provider bill. They're going to shut off your Medicare permanently. Don't take the bait.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So, we'll take my mom into your office, mm-hmm. and we'll look at our, the plan in, and you always look at some other providers of that, and then but the big one this year is Part D. I don't think we can emphasize that enough.
No. I hate to sound like we're a broken record here, but Part D is just undergoing massive changes, and so is the entire Medicare Advantage world. And just schedule a review. It's not going to hurt you. And you know how much we charge for those, right, Steve?
How much?
Nothing. Nothing. Yeah. I've never sent a bill to you for meeting with your mom.
Nope.
And it's not because we're friends.
And you spend a lot of time with it. I'll tell you what. Let me just brag about you, and you're going to turn red a little bit. But, we go into Mark's office, and Mark is just very cordial. He's so nice to my mom. She just loves him to pieces. And we do a review of her medications. He loads it all into a piece of software, and then to make sure sure that the formulary that we're looking at for the particular Part D plan covers all of her medicines in the most advantageous way for my mom. He's not placing commissions first and all that kind of stuff. He is truly looking after my mom and what's best for her. So I really appreciate that and the great job that you do with that.
Well, if she's adopting another son, you know, yeah.
You're available.
I'm available.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Understand that you have a big date coming up with your wife, Tina.
I have some really good news, folks. And you heard it here first. Tina, my fabulous wife, has renewed my contract for another year. So I am locked in until September 14th, 2025. This is our 12th wedding anniversary.
Awesome. Awesome. Happy anniversary to you and your wife, Tina. Reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871 or online at Life with Medicare. Mark, thanks for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. It's always a fun time.
All right. I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.